We're up to 71 degrees at 8:55, and time to take a look at how commodities are doing on this Wednesday. Let's bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Our markets are working a bit higher this morning, with wheat leading the way. Crude trade and dollar index are both down a touch, with offering mixed signals for the peripherals. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system this morning. A little bit of a disappointment there. Current price action, December corn up three quarters at 344. Next July corn at 371 and a quarter, up a half. Looks like pretty good carry for store and beans. November beans currently up 4.5 at 818 and a half. And next July's beans, 869 and a quarter, up four. Chicago wheat currently up 4.75, basis the December at 515 and a quarter. And next July is 549 and a quarter, up 2.75. Kansas City wheat for December up 6 cents at 522, and next July's 556.5, up 4.5. Minneapolis wheat, December is currently up 5.25 at 585.5, and next September is 618 even, up 3.75. Livestock trade defensive, with cattle and hogs slipping, except for the October hog contract, which is about 70 cents higher. Keep in mind that the cattle on feed numbers are due out Friday after the close. Informa Economics released their preliminary acreage numbers for next year. Corn acres estimated at 93.044 million, up from 89.1 this year. Soybean acres estimated at 82.27 million, down from 89.6 million this year. Revenue per acre looks more lopsided between corn and beans for next year than usual. Plenty of discussion about the mix for acreage and the lost bean acres and where will they end up. The National Corn Index, from which DTN publishes, weighted average for cash markets, dipped below $3 for the first time in about 2 years. Last week's the price discovery period for 2019 wheat crop insurance ended. The base price is 572 basis the September 19 wheat, about a dime above the current price levels. Current market July is 2019 wheat futures are trading about 552 this morning compared to year ago levels of 2018. Which were 488. China trade talks continue to drag on, with the U.S. reportedly implementing some new tariffs yesterday. Looking at the charts, new contract lows yesterday typically point to more of the same, especially since we're at the leading edge of harvest. Basis levels are on the defensive and will likely continue in that direction. There are some rains expected in many areas late this week and over the weekend, and could give the market a little bit of a pause from the selling pressure, maybe it'll cause a little bit of short covering. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry joining us from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
3 months ago, North Korea agreed to work towards complete denuclearization. Does that mean it will give up the weapons it already has? We went there and asked what North Koreans think.
DPRK already developed into nuclear power. They already made all the weapons. It will not give up, no.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly, and we'll report from North Korea this afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
It's All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 until 7 on AM 580 with your host, Steve Mork. It's 8:59. Let's take a look at current conditions here in the WIOL listening area. Here in Urbana, we're up to 71 degrees, seeing a few clouds this morning. Relative humidity at 83% and a northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Elsewhere, Bloomington Normal checking in at 69 degrees, 72 in Decatur, 71 degrees in Danville, 74 degrees in Charleston, Mattoon, and 72 degrees in Rantoul. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard today, mostly sunny, hot, and humid, a high of 91 degrees, northeast wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight with a low of 70, one more day of heat and humidity tomorrow with mostly sunny skies and a high of 93. Will cool off just a touch Friday with partly cloudy skies, chance of a thunderstorm, and a high of 85 degrees, and a little more relief coming for the weekend. And a reminder, we have a lane closure in downtown Champaign getting underway, scheduled here at the top of the hour. Eastbound on Church Street between Neal and Randolph closed this morning for some asphalt repairs. They expect those to be done by noon today. Again, that's eastbound Church Streets between Neal and Randolph. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.